From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. They call themselves the Monsters of Folk. Jim James of My Morning Jacket, along with Kanne Oberst and M. Ward, and musician-producer Mike Mogus. The name Monsters of Folk might seem pretentious, but really, it reflects their collective sense of humor. I've been carrying around a concert of this quartet, played in 2004 when they first got their nickname. You could hear a Dylan cover and a Willie Nelson cover. Coming this fall, there'll be an album, and what's surprising about this record is how much of a folk record it isn't. The Monsters of Folk album is more a pop record, which makes the band's name once again a bit more lighthearted. Give a listen to this song called Say Please.
Everyone grows old on the go, 'cause it takes a lot of hope to grieve. It's dark, and the worst part is the way those thoughts can please you. Personality, like a split screen, see yourself down your knees. Hold out your hand.
The self-titled album by Monsters of Folk comes out on September 22nd. A few days after George Harrison died in 2001, Jim James took his cousin John's old faithful Fostek 8-track reel-to-reel and recorded a tribute. Now 6 songs are to be released on an EP called Tribute 2 under the name Jim James. This is a cover of the title track to George Harrison's masterpiece called All Things Must Pass.
Sunrise doesn't last all morning. The cloudburst doesn't last all day. Seems my love is up and left you with no warning. It's not all. All things.
Jim James from a collection of George Harrison songs called Tribute To. James goes under the name Yim Yames. The song we just heard was All Things Must Pass. The tallest man on earth is Christian Mattsson from Sweden. Actually, it's just a moniker. He's not very tall, but he does have a huge voice. In fact, Christian played at my desk, and that video will be online soon. For now, give a listen to this from the CD called Shallow Grave. This is The Gardener.
Judgment's known to fade. Sometimes build a steamboat in a meadow. Cuss I'd forgotten how to say. I know the runners want to tell you. In the chimney, from all the evidence I'll burn, I guess he'll read it in the smoke now, and soon to ashes I'll return. I know the spy is going to tell you.
Music by Christian Mattson, also known as the Tallest Man on Earth. His record is called Shallow Grave, and we just heard The Gardener. NPR Music will be covering this year's Folk Festival in Newport, Rhode Island. It's the 50th year for the historic Newport Folk Festival, and we'll be joined by Pete Seeger, Joan Baez, the Avett Brothers, the Low Anthem, the Decemberists, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, and so much more. You can download a free 12-song sampler by going to npr.org/Newport Folk Festival. Then, on the 1st and 2nd of August, you can hear our live coverage from Newport at nprmusic.org. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. If you watched Project Song, you might have seen our next musician, John Davis, writing a song with a band called Georgie James. Now John Davis has a new band called Title Tracks. Davis gave me a 45 that just came out on Discord Records. This is the A-side, and the song is called Every Little Bit Hurts.
I walk in the water down underneath the flowers now too. You count the hours down too. Life is not a dream to me. It's a sour melody. If one and one don't make two. Paper chase will lead me back if I'm on the devil's track, shaking from the ice on the moon. I know there's no water there, but I wind up working with bonds like out the afternoon. Yeah,
that don't have a face they can use. It's an exhibition, a bit of precision, removing the blades of a fan. Spinning centers, the hapless descender, you can't tell the time without my hand.
Title tracks with the A-side of their new 45 called Every Little Bit Hurts. NPR Music is going live this week on Tuesday, July 21st. We're putting on a show at Joe's Pub in New York City. If you can't make it, we'll be webcasting the whole thing live on nprmusic.org and offering it for download the next day. We'll feature Fight the Big Bull, a young nine-piece jazz band from Richmond, Virginia, and also the phenomenal Handclap Band. We fell in love with them in Austin, Texas at South by Southwest, and you'll also hear R&B singer Lee Fields. We'll kick it all off at Joe's Pub and at nprmusic.org Tuesday, July 21st at 9:30. There's a new project by Mount Erie coming out in August. Mount Erie is the moniker of Phil Elverum. He's been using that since 2003. He used to record as the Microphones. Wynn's poem, The New Mount Erie Project, is inspired by years of listening into the night right at the edge of the woods. It's music that's filled with a deep, often dark vibe, sometimes creepy, but always intriguing. You'll be able to hear the entire record by Mount Erie as part of our first listen series beginning August 4th. Here's one track from that record. It's called Ancient Questions.
Nothing means nothing.
the music of Mount Erie from a CD called Wind's Poem. The record is out on the 18th of August, but you'll be able to hear the entire record online at npr.org/firstlisten beginning August 4th. Another first listen in a similar vein comes from guitarist Bill Frisell and a CD called Dis Farmer. The Dis Farmer project is the preserved photographs of Mike Dis Farmer, a rural photographer. Some call him an outsider artist. He took portraits that are drenched in American culture. These pictures were taken in Arkansas from the 1920s through the 1950s. Bill Frisell has set these photographs to music along with fellow musicians Jenny Scheinman and lap steel guitarist Greg Lees. The music's often rooted in Ozark fiddle music. Mike Dis Farmer was an avid fiddler. Listen to this opening track called The Dis Farmer Theme. Thank you. the music of Bill Frisell, along with Jenny Scheinman and Greg Lees. You can hear the entire CD called This Farmer at our website, npr.org/firstlisten. We'll end now with a song from Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. If you listen to our coverage from Austin, Texas, you'll know that this is the band that Song of the Day editor Stephen Thompson and I fell in love with on the final day of the music festival. It's always hard to fall in love with a band and then listen to their studio music. I've always found it easier the other way around. But I have to say that after seeing such an uplifting, spirited show and now hearing the debut album by Edward Sharp, I was let down. I'm curious how this plays out for others. I'll play you this one cut that comes closest to the magic of the show I saw. This song is called Home. Be sure to check out our blog series, Rock and Roll Summer School. Tom Moon presents some highlights from the 1950s, including jump blues, doo-wop, and more. Go to npr.org/allsongsblog. You can follow us on Twitter using the word all songs. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Dark.